Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Almost tax time. You know what? I'm going to burn up my frustrations and get out and fire up a grill this weekend. And I'm looking forward to doing it on my gas grill, because that's what we're talking about this weekend is gas grills. But every once in a while, you like a little wood smoke on your gas grill. And there are ways to do it, guys and gals. And we're going to talk a little bit about that right now. The first way that I like to do it is I'm a big fan of salmon on the grill. I know Bob's not a big salmon guy, but
I like it smoked.
Yeah, cedar plank is a great way for me to do that.
I have to do it myself and brine it because it's kind of punky. It's like trout. I want to get the punk out of it, so I'm going to brine it.
Yeah. See, and I just take a nice fresh piece of salmon and I've soaked that cedar plank either in bourbon, which is what I really enjoy doing, or you can do it in just water. But you're trying to get some moisture into that wood, so then when you put it on the grill, it's going to actually catch on fire. We had some fun up at Houghton Lake at Tip Up Town this year, and you cooked a dozen pieces of salmon on plank, and it was such a cool presentation because when you took them off the grill when they were done, the edges of the plank had burned around the salmon.
Mm-hmm. And the salmon already jumped off the platter.
Right, yeah. And it was cool because it was actually smoking as you set it on the platter, and people, I heard you. I'm ignoring that. But anyway.
It was good. It was fun. It was fun to bring something out on fire without having to say oompa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you get wood smoke on with gas? Well, there's a couple ways. You can buy little cans of smoke. They're basically sawdust in a little like tuna can. And it's got a little foil cap.
You really do?
Yeah, it's kind of what it is. It's just a little, and you could probably make one actually, but it's just a little can. You set it on your grill and put it on a hot spot. And you put your food on the grill, shut the lid, because you're not smoking with the lid open.
Right.
And that little puppy will smoke for like 45 minutes. They're only about $5. A good grill store will have them. A good barbecue shop will have them for sale. The other thing you can do is just get a smoker box. And about every basic grill shop, even Meijer, has those things. You can get, it's a stainless box, they're $19.99. And it looks like a pencil box. God only knows what those look like. With some holes drilled into it.
It's holy throwback.
Stainless. I know. I never even had one. But
so the smoke box is about 3 inches wide and 6-7 inches long. And what it's designed to do is put wood chips in the box, and you put them on the fire, and they'll start to smolder, and they'll create smoke.
Yep.
Right?
And you can use all kinds of chips.
Right. The common mistake that people make is they soak their wood chips in water.
Shouldn't I soak them?
No, man. I'm just telling you, there's no need to do that, because if you put them in this little box and you put heat underneath the box, they're going to smoke anyway. And why bother with the water? It does absolutely nothing, in my opinion anyway, to enhance the smoke. It's just, it delays the process, because a wet piece of wood is going to catch on fire slower than a dry piece
of
wood.
Dude, I watch food shows like you do all the time, and you wouldn't believe how many people are saying soak your wood.
Right.
I mean,
I don't get it.
I agree with soak your wood, but it's a different conversation.
Right.
It's just really not what you want to do with your grill. No, do not get your chips wet or your chips will be down. Let's talk about cleaning the grill, because this time of year, you pull it out of the garage, you might not have cleaned it before you put it away. And some people don't grill in the winter. So let's assume that you haven't serviced your grill for a while. Here's one thing you got to be really careful of, and I'm reminded of my godchild, Ian. He's like 13 or 14, and him and Graham, his little brother, come out while I'm grilling, and I'm cleaning my grill off, and I have my brush.
And you should be teaching those boys how to use that
brush. These kids are geniuses. They're really smart kids. And he goes, Uncle Bob, you can't use a brush on a grill. Don't you know how many people it kills every year? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yes, I do. Here I am. You know, I only talk about grilling every week. I got a 12-year-old telling me.
And let's expand that out. And what Bob's talking about there is your grill brush killing people. It really doesn't. But the little wire bristles will fall off the grill, And as you're rubbing the grill with the brush, they can embed themselves into little pieces of crusties that
people
are on there.
People get that in their food.
Right.
It gets into their intestines and it
perforates them. Right.
And they die of sepsis.
Right. So can it happen? Yes. Does it happen? Very, very rarely. The issue is just make sure that you brush the grill, not grush the grill. Brush the grill very thoroughly, and you'll get those little wire bristles off there, because what they're doing is they're sticking in the crusty stuff that's on the grill. If you finally get all of that off there, there's nothing for them to stick into.
I've never killed anybody. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, I haven't either. But
not on the grill anyway.
I don't want to either. Mm-hmm. But so that's one of the things that, you know, just be very careful when you're cleaning your grill is use a quality brush. And if the thing's starting to break down, you know, they're the front end of it, the little bristles are like half the length of the end of the back of it, because we've all done that. You brush with the front end of the thing. Just get a new one. They're $4 or $5 because you really don't want those.
Well, my point is you don't have to use a brush. They make something called a stone that is like, it's almost like a styrofoam or something, but it's this real light stone. I think they harvest it literally from the ocean. And as you run it across your grates, it sort of rubs out real quick and it creates grooves. And that thing will just clean your grate off really nicely. And they're called grill stones. Yep. And it's usually on a handle. And you have to get one for that grill and keep it on that grill, because once you get the grooves into it, it's going to be spaced out for that grate.
Sure.
You know, you can't move it grill to grill. It won't work. But that's a really nice way to keep from using a brush. So
didn't you used to run an onion on there?
Yeah, well, not to clean it. That's just to get it wet. There is a – Mr. Barbecue has this onion holder, and you can take a half an onion, like a half a tennis ball, like a half a lemon.
Another show.
You dip it in. Doesn't matter. You dip it in oil, and you run the onion across your grate, and it gets oil on the grate. And with certain meats that want to stick, skinless, boneless chicken breast is a good one. That's a nice thing to do, is to oil up your rack.
Bob's a man. He's running his onion. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty and Saranac Michigan.
Tony does a little barbecue over there, too. That's kind of cool, that little...
But it's still called Bridge Street Pasty.
If you've not been there, Saranac is a 3-block-long town. He's right in the middle of
it's
town.
It's in West Michigan. It's on U.S. or M-21. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Great little town right by my town. Today's Man Law, unless he murdered someone in your immediate family... You must bail a friend out of jail within 24 hours.
You know, Bob, knock on wood, that's never happened to me, and I hope it never does.
Nobody's ever bailed you out?
No, and I've never been to jail. But if it did, I'm wondering who I'd call, who that
me
friend
too.
Would be.
Don't call me.
Right, yeah, right. So that's where I knew I was teeing that one up, to say, you're really not a friend,
well,
you're just a radio co-host.
Never murdered anybody in my immediate family.
Right,
so
right.
I guess we're but, okay there.
You know,
never been to jail, huh?
I have not.
It's not so bad.
No, isn't it? You enjoyed it? 3 hots and a cot? Is that what it was?
I think the military break is different than jail, because it was like chicken wire.
And
it was just for getting in a fight.
Just cut your toes when you were trying to crawl over.
We
right?
didn't. Yeah. We called the first shirt. He got us out.
Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We really appreciate you tuning in this week. Get out in your backyard. It's tax time. Burn off some frustration and... make a little bit of grilled sensation for your family. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk with you next week.